who's there, and you knew that they would recognize the sound of your voice. So instead of using your name, you might say,
it's me.
Right. Yeah. Or if you were identifying another man without using his name, you might say that's same way.
That's him.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And a woman, you say that.
That's her.
And several people, you say that.
It's them.
Say, comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall,
tall as he is.
Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say that he can do it better than
I can.
Or say if a fellow's been running for 2 miles, he was the second mile, he just head stopped, that was it. You say the 2 miles is he could go.
It's as far as he could go.
Talking about possession and ownership, if something belongs to me, I say that's...
It's mine.
If it belongs to you, I say that's...
That's yours.
If it belongs to him, I say it's...
That's his.
To her.
It's hers.
And to them.
That's theirs.
Okay. Say if a group of people have been over to see you, and they're about to leave, what might you say to them if you were talking to all of them together? Say, well, why don't
you stay a while, or...
Have you ever heard people in this area address a group of people might say something besides, why don't you stay a while?
No, I've heard it say, and I say it, is, you don't have to go.
Okay. Do people around here say, do they say y'all? Why don't
y'all
stay a while?
Uh-huh. Y'all stay a while, huh?
Is it usually y'all or you all?
It's y'all.
Y'all.
Uh-huh.
What about the possession? If you were asking a group of people if they own something together?
Uh-huh. Do y'all own something? This.
Okay. Uh-huh. Or what about if you put it like this, talking about a car? Is this car?
Is this your car?
Okay. Have you ever heard people use y'all as some kind of to indicate possession? Is this blank car? Put some form of y'all in there?
No.
How about y'all? Is that y'all's car?
Y'all's. Uh-huh. Yeah, now it is pretty interesting. Yeah, I never think about it, but is that y'all's car?
Ever say y'all's? Y'all's car?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Say if I had been to church and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it afterwards, and you wanted to know what the preacher said, everything he said, you'd ask me why?
What did the preacher have to say?
Okay. And if I had been to a party and you weren't there, and I was telling you about it, and you wanted to know everybody that was there, you probably asked me
more. Did y'all have fun?
Okay, or was there?
Huh?
If you wanted to know everybody that was there,
Who all was there?
Yeah. So you would say, who all was there? Well, what did he say? You ever heard people say, what all did he say?
Uh-huh, what all did he say? Uh-huh.
Okay. Or this expression, say if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it.
He better do it himself.
Or if no one else will look after them, they've got to look after it.
Themselves.
Just off the top of your head, about how much flour would you say comes in a bag like that?
About 5 pounds.
Or talking about, what do you eat for typical breakfast?
What do I eat? Coffee.
No,
country morning, like oatmeal.
Yeah.
And sometimes orange juice and toast, but usually when you're getting a pile of kids off to school in the morning, you don't take time.
Right. We're talking about eggs. What are some different ways of preparing eggs, maybe for breakfast?
Frying, poaching, scrambling.
What would you say the two parts of an egg are? You got the
both part?
Yeah.
You got the egg, the whole egg.
You got the white.
The white and the yellow.
Yeah. You ever heard of the yellow color anything like that?
Yolk.
You know, talking about breakfast and all that, this meat that's sliced thin, people like
bacon.
Yeah. What if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon but not buy it sliced up?
It's a slab of bacon.